Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 53 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. Full disclosure, I didn't record a podcast episode last week because I was honoring my energy. I am one for habits and consistency, but I'm also an advocate for honoring your energy, trusting your intuition, and acknowledging the times that it's a no. And last week was just one of those weeks for me where I could tell that my body, my brain was conserving energy. Like I was just using all of that space to just be and not share. And I'm so proud of myself and happy that I did that because I do feel like I have this renewed sense of inspiration and motivation that I can share with you today from a place of not forceful energy, from a place of genuine motivation. You know what I mean? You know how you can feel that from someone when they are kind of just faking it and going through the motions? I feel like I can even feel that in posts, like in social media posts. I can feel when someone is just like, okay, just checking the boxes for their post for the day, or using ChatGPT to just send out the post for the day. Like there is a difference. There is a different sense of energy or frequency that comes off of someone that is forced versus from a genuine place of motivation and inspiration. So I come to you with a renewed sense of inspiration and motivation to provide that for you. So I want to talk to the girlies out there, which I believe is most of you, that have been doing the damn thing, that have been doing the things daily where you're like, I have been more mindful, I've been moving my body, I've been taking my vitamins and just more acknowledging more what your body needs. And you've been setting goals and you're like doing these things that are in motion, but sometimes you feel like you've hit a wall or you're kind of stagnant and you can't really see the fruits of your labor quite yet. You're kind of in an in-between moment. So for that girl, which is me a lot of the time, like I do feel like the beginning of this year, 2025, I have been in that kind of in-between zone where I know I'm doing the things and I've been staying true to that and I can see the vision, but I'm like, where are the fruits at? You know, like I know they're there, but I am working on drawing them closer to me. And I get to remind myself and you that there are signs that you are leveling up. You've been doing the work, you are leveling up. So I'm going to give you 8 different signs that you are indeed leveling the F up. And it's so funny, as soon as I got the title for this podcast today, I was scrolling just a little bit. I'm not too much of a scroller on Instagram. I don't go down the rabbit hole too often, but I scrolled a little bit and I saw a post, I think from Manifestation Babe, from Catherine Zakina is her name. And it said something like, first of all, the song was Level Up by Ciara. So it was like, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. And I was like, okay, I just created this podcast episode that has to do with leveling up. And then I hear that song and I'm like, okay. And then just her post was talking about essentially the same things, the same themes of what I'm going to be talking about today. So I love when those synchronicities just start to happen like that. And you're like, yep, bing, there it is. I'm so glad that I trusted my intuition, honored my energy, and now I'm able to come from a genuine place today. So with that being said, let's go ahead and dive into the episode. So again, 8 signs that you are leveling the F up. Sign number 1, you are not competing with others. Maybe in the past you used to get a little salty, a little jealous from other people and kind of secretly competing against them. Not anymore. You're noticing that you have stopped that and you're seeing other people's success as exciting. And you're genuinely happy for them. And it also excites you because you see the possibilities. Like you're like, if she could do it, I could do it. Like there's no more me versus her. It's like me versus me. Yes? Can you relate to that? And I also want you to just take note of which of these or all of these that you are relating to. And send me a DM or a message on Instagram that just says if you have noticed these signs that you are leveling up. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews. That's MSCHANTELMATTHEWS. So the first sign, not competing with others. The second sign, you're trusting the timing. There's no longer this like rush, hustle, frantic energy kind of energy. No more frantic chaos. You work with time and you understand the importance of more patient creation and mastery instead of these quick fixes. Let me say that again, because I feel like that was kind of a mic drop moment. You understand the importance of patient creation and mastery instead of quick fixes that burn out. You really do start to trust the timing of things. There's no more, there is like a, maybe there's a grind, there's a hustle a little bit if that is your energy type, but there's not this frantic chaos. There's a, I have a goal, I have a vision, I'm going to work towards it, and I trust the process. Number three, you are more calm. You're thinking of different ways to bring more peace into your surroundings, more peace into your body and brain. Things that used to set you off, you're starting to notice don't bother you as much. You're not really feeding into the drama as much. You notice that you're less reactive and more reflective. You start to listen more. You're more aware of what drains you and what gives you more energy. So in other words, you're starting to acknowledge that you have more control over your nervous system and your responses than maybe you have in the past. Can you relate to that? It's not just about getting older. There's plenty of people that get older in age, but they're still not able to manage their emotions. They're still not able to calm their nervous system and regulate their nervous system or emotions. And you're starting to notice, huh, I'm not as reactive. And asking things like, what brings more peace into my life? Can you relate to that one? I feel like a lot of people around me can relate to that one more. Number four, you are asking better questions and using more conscious language. You recognize the importance of that instead of why me? Or how come I can't? Or why does she have that and I don't? You start to ask, what else is possible for me? What can I learn from this? What are the possibilities here? How can I master this skill? Asking better questions, using more conscious language will give you those better results that you're looking for from a less frustrated place. All right, we're moving on to number five. Your intuition is sharper. This is something I just talked about, me honoring my own energy and trusting my intuition. You can feel when something feels right for you. Like it's more than just a gut feeling. It's like a knowing. You catch yourself noticing and observing other people's energy around you. You observe more and you start talking less. You start noticing different sensations in your body when something does feel off. Can you relate to this? So good, right? Such a good feeling. And most of these are kind of subtle. Like, it's just something that you've been practicing over time. And then you get to the point where you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, it is getting sharper. I have been doing the things. Like, it's all coming full circle. Number six, gratitude is a daily practice. And you find more of the little things to be grateful for. So it's not just about happy-go-lucky, positive all the time, but you're understanding to look for things to be grateful for. You are understanding the importance of waking up and starting to notice the things that you're grateful for rather than the things that you're dreading already and how much of an impact that has on your brain. Starting the day with gratitude and maybe even ending the day with gratitude. But either way, gratitude is a daily practice for you. That is a sign that you are leveling up. Sign number seven, creating from possibility instead of doubt and lack. So in other words, you're taking purposeful, intentional action forward towards your goals from a place of, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this and possibilities of it. Instead of, I'm going to do this because I have to do it. And you know what? I probably will suck anyway. And just doubting yourself and talking yourself down. You start to think of these goals and get more excited about them. You're like creating from possibility and you want to take those actions forward. And they are purposeful and intentional. It's such a different energy when you start to do that rather than what I talked about earlier, rather than just this like forceful steps forward, just checking off the list. You have a goal in mind and you're creating and taking purposeful action and intentional action from possibility instead of doubt and lack and have to. And the last one is you have a growth mindset about your goals. And you handle success better. I had to throw this one in here. It like, as soon as I wrote it down in my journal, I felt something in my heart. Like, I was like, okay, yes, you do handle success better. You're in a space to actually receive it with grace. You know those moments where someone compliments you and you can't even like, nah, you brush it off. You're like, no, not me. What are you talking about? Shut up, girl. You're able to take in those compliments instead of shield them away because you know that success is a natural result of your patient creation, of your purposeful action. That's all part of a growth mindset. You know that you will get better with something, with repetition, with putting in the work from a place of possibility rather than force. And you're in a space to actually take in the success and look around with open arms. I have my arms open right now and be able to receive that. I don't know why it's so hard, especially for women, to receive compliments, receive the success without blocking it, without pushing it away and saying, no, not me. Yes, girl, you. Your success is inevitable because you've been taking the action daily, because you've been patient in your creation, because you're looking at mastery instead of quick fix. And this can go in every area of your life. That's what gets me so excited to talk about wholeness, because it's not just for your career goals. This could be for your fitness goals. This could be for your family goals. Like, it all ties in together. I see it as this whole bubble. Like, all these little pieces are coming together to make you whole. And you can apply these same principles in every area of your life. So you know that you're leveling up as a whole, as a person, as a woman. If you resonate with any of these eight, do you resonate with all of them? A few of them? Let me know, because these are just some of the major ones that I've noticed throughout my few years of doing personal development, like really diving into this world. If there is any other one that you can think of that you feel like should be added on this list, let me know that too. I'm super curious about that. These were the eight that came to my mind. So again, to sum it up, here's eight signs that you are leveling the F up. You're no longer competing with others. You're trusting the timing. There's not this frantic, chaotic rush energy. You're bringing more calm, more peace into your surroundings. You're asking yourself better questions and using more conscious language. Your intuition is sharper. You can observe people's energy and you're starting to notice what slash who drains you and who gives you more energy and what gives you more energy. Gratitude is a daily practice and you're more grateful. You're starting to see, it's almost like a veil has been lifted up and you're starting to see all of the little things to be grateful for. You're creating from possibility instead of doubt and lack and limitation. You're taking purposeful action, intentional action forward. And the last one, you have a growth mindset about your goals and you handle success better. You handle receiving better because you know that success is inevitable and there's not this rush, chaoticness to get there. You know when you take action purposeful from that place of intentionality, that success is inevitable. It's a knowing that's deep down inside. And yes, you have ups and downs, but you also understand that your natural rhythm of the up and down creates harmony. Ooh, that one set some goosebumps through me. I think I needed to hear that for myself too, because I have such an energy where I go kind of full speed and then I shrink back and full speed and shrink back. And that's just kind of the natural rhythm of my energy. I do think it's important to sit back and remember that, like, your natural rhythm creates a harmony that is you. So good, right? All right, guys, that is all I have for you. I felt the fire on that one. I hope you did too, and you're able to grasp on to the signs that you are leveling up. I see you. I see you working towards your goals. I know that sometimes it feels stagnant. You feel stagnant, like, where are the flowers growing from the seeds? Like, you have been planting the seeds and watering it. Don't stop. I don't want you to stop when you start to see that the roots start to grow, when you start to see the flowers start to grow. Keep watering it and watering it and watering it, and you will be able to see it grow and grow and grow. All right, that's all. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.